Welcome to Hutton News Live. I'm Rudolf Hucker, and I've glued a vac patch over one eye so I look like a pirate. Yar!
I'm Wilma Fingerdoo, and I've been using a tiny windsock to find drafts. Funny thing is, I can't get an accurate reading when Juan's in the room.
I'm Sandy L. Crevice, and I'm sewing a patch onto my jeans. Ooh, maybe I should have taken them off first.
I'm Mia Harkness, and I have been checking for leaks all along the skirting boards and under the furniture.
I'm Juan Kerr, and I'm too busy dealing with my own emergency venting situation to patch anything.
I'm Norma Snuckers, and I've spent the day welding patches onto the hull in the upper rotunda. I've run out now, so I'll be making some more during the show. It's not easy knitting with steel wool, you know.
Ah, no, I've managed to stick my hand over the other eye. I'll get it off later with this letter opener. Oh, ow! I've got red on me. Cut to the headlines.
We've got our eye on the upgrades.
Letter labelling problem strikes reinforcements.
This week's Too Hot, Too Messy update.
California quaking and shaking connected to the Thargoids.
Atrus brings us the latest from the battlefront.
And I'm peeking under the table at the mess left by Hutton.
There are reports coming into the orbital that there have been some significant upgrades in the last week. No, we don't mean the Grade 3 corset that helps hold up an additional Thargoid weapon, giving it a little lift and a lot of shoving and pushing in the right direction. Nor do we mean the anti-Xeno scanner, which has gone from stick it up a Thargoid to get a good reading, to this Thargoid is very small. That Thargoid is very far away. Though that's jolly helpful, as with the enhanced gimbaled anti-Xeno guns, you can now close your eyes, pull the trigger, and your handy shipboard computer will do the proverbial do. Nor do we even mean the Class 5 corset, the burlesque edition, that lifts and squidges two extra mighty weapons in the direction of oncoming Thargoids in the hope of destroying them, / distracting them. Delete as appropriate. We mean the good old-fashioned Mark 1 eyeball. That invaluable tool that most pilots have. Well, some only have one, with the other covered by a patch, making, you know, matching their wooden leg, hook hand, and propensity to say yar a lot. It has been upgraded to the Mark 1.1 eyeball. Since the earliest days of the current evolution of the Pilots Federation, members have relied upon this trusty piece of head-mounted equipment to guide them throughout the galaxy. Before the advent of the current Uber scanner for systems, which allow you to honk even the biggest collections of rock, ice, and burning gas, plus maybe the odd singularity, even using some form of gravitational lensing and galactic signal ping-pong to see planets hiding behind stars and moons hiding behind moons that are hiding behind rings that surround planets hiding behind stars. Commanders had to explore systems at speed using the good old trusty eyeball to spot stars that were moving a little as you passed them. The parallax method of exploration. Fast forward a few years, and hunting Thargoid ruins, Guardian ruins, and planetary POIs became a job for the most eagle-eyed. Even this was surpassed by technology, with the new DSS and FSS supplanting the need to look carefully. The technology has left humanity, until this week, with a blind spot. Cunningly enough, it's just the same size and shape as a Thargoid. You can tell it's there as your hull is going down. You can tell it's there as there's a swarm attempting to chop you into little bits. You can tell it's there as that noise happens, then everything goes dark and there's probing and screaming and running, not necessarily in that order. But we couldn't see the Thargoid staring at us in the cockpit. Thankfully, thanks to a concerted campaign by medical practitioners and professionals throughout the galaxy, everyone's had a sharp thing stuck in their eyeball, and once again, the oncoming doom can be seen in all its gory green glory. As a side effect, commanders are reporting that the galaxy's looking quite splendid these days.
The Pilots Federation scrambled to cover a blunder in the last few days, with their teams liaising on a daily basis with technical crews working on the Class 5 anti-xeno buttressing. Megaship captains who can't read dates properly accidentally put them on sale early throughout the galaxy, well before the PF's communication team had time to properly craft a press release, garner the correct quotes from the right engineers, and allow the various powers to do some chest thumping about how awesome they were. Needless to say, the Grade 5 built and braces equipment that lets you put two more anti-xeno weapons on your ship, yes, that includes Guardian ones as well as the stock AX pew-pews, was released, went on general sale, and commanders are already reaping the benefits, giving Thargoid ships a jolly good licking. Ugh. Courtesy of a full rig of shard cannons, and a lot of heat sinks, or even multi-specking for fly swats and slipper thwacking on both the little Thargoids and their bigger cousins. This comes at a price, however, as someone forgot to tick the box marked, this equipment is suitable for military use. Instead, it's been categorised as a shipboard entertainment system, the galactic equivalent of being labelled as an arcade machine for the restroom that plays Space Invaders. As such, pilots are up in arms that they aren't last as arms, or arms for arms to be more precise, and can't be fitted to the military slots in the various ships out there. There is a petition to relabel the buttressing for AX weapons as military hardware, but at the moment, they're stuck between listing it as a food blender or a talkie toaster.
Too Hot Too Messy has now been going for 26 weeks. That's 6 months, or half a year in old money. This week, we passed 52,000 mug deliveries, but it has been yet another lean week, with average deliveries down below 1,300 for 5 weeks in a row. Haven't you lot learned that in space, you can hear the flower people scream? Three new commanders joined the effort this week, taking the number to 277 participants, representing 91 squadrons. Welcome to the challenge. Hunton has the largest contingent, with 74 pilots who have delivered over 23,000 mugs and gin, which is less than half the total, so thanks go to all the other squadrons taking part. The Winged Hussars are still in second with over 2,500 muggings, but they are being caught by the Buckyball Racing Club in third with over 2,200 deliveries. The Paladins are still in fourth, the Undead are in fifth, and the Bear Pit are in sixth. Commander Chicks is still leading the deliveries table with over 5,400 mugs delivered in 6 months. Some say that his fleet carrier is running low on mugs. Waller 81 is second with over 4,700, ahead of Nemb in third with almost 3,500. Shea Blackwood has moved into fourth with over 2,100, ahead of Infinite Dreamer in fifth with almost 1,900. No new commanders have joined the 1,000 Club this week. The membership is still numbering 8. Of course, we know all this because it's tracked by the marvel that is the Hutton Helper, and updated live on the Too Hot Too Messy event page at hot.furthermug.com/hotmess2. Also, the helper is now fully updated and supports both Full Fat Thargoid and Tharg Lite versions of the game. So however you play, your Hutton Rares contribution will be recognised automatically. Apart from the mere glory alone, there is an additional incentive in the form of a chance to win a real-world, Velcro-free, mods-preventing Hutton mug. Any commander that delivers 10 mugs and gin in the coming week will be entered in the draw next week to win a real Hutton mug. Unless, of course, you already have one, in which case you'll have already been immunised against mods. 24 lucky commanders have accomplished this so far. You can see the little golden mug next to their names in the top commanders table, and keep listening for this week's winner to be announced in the banter bit after the news. If you had delivered 10 mugs and gin a week, in every week since the start, 6 months ago, you'd have racked up 260 deliveries next to your commander name. And if you haven't, why not? In order to join in the fun, you'll need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hut.forthemug.com/download, and then your mug and gin deliveries will be automatically registered for you by Antarius's genetically altered, multi-flavoured bionic hamsters.
Probe me, please.
Galactic Tech Experts Hybrid Control Systems, also known as HCS, are denying any correlation between their recent trip to the California Nebula and recent information that humanity has engaged Thargoid life out there in pitched battles. Commander Vantillon, who accompanied them out to the nebula, reported that there was a large movement whilst he was out there, measuring on the galactic Richter scale and causing mugs to fall from tables, the ship to groan a little and his good night's sleep to be disturbed. But other than the usual skullduggery by wandering and very lost pirates, everything was calm for their trip. Shipboard AI system, which was being tested in advance of an upgrade, ELI, appears to have sustained only minor damage affecting his speech circuits, which appear to have got themselves stuck on profane mode.
What a crock of shit!
Whilst browsing through the shipboard commander codex, Eli got stuck on the entry labelled LCU and appears to have chosen some rather ripe language to replace that which is normally in the codex.
LCU? Why would anyone clone him? One's bad enough, but a whole ship full of them? Fuck that.
Of course, this has nothing to do with Thargoids being seen in the area and commanders rushing to engage them. But there's more on this story with Commander Flossie later in the broadcast.
Good evening, trackers. This is a rather broken Atrus 5060 reporting in with this week's updates on the Thargoid War. It's been a tough week for Haxwing, even with the new guns, but a good week for the other squadrons in the effort to push back the Thargoids. It's been exactly 2 months and 4 days since this war began. It feels like longer, you know, truckers. In that time, we've seen both victories, yay, and defeats, boo. With ruthless calculus, applied to give humanity a fighting chance against the alien invaders. Weariness and a sore throat is starting to set in amongst the fighters, but they press on to keep the Thargoids out of the central bubble. This week, humanity saw victories in HIP 20899, HIP 23716, HIP 20019, Garonxians, that sounds like a game to me, Dal 2, Banana Kipo, Hyades Sector ZZ-0, or is it 0, B6-6, then Col 285 Sector, JW-MC7-18, oh, and Jing. For Haxwing, we were determined to help bring another victory for the embattled groups near the Cocky Joe Maelstrom by defending Desurinbin from the Thargoid invasion. It wasn't the easiest system to defend due to the long distance out to the attack stations. Of course, which to a trucker, this is nothing compared to our journey to Hutton. The expected reinforcements we were hoping to receive from the other squadrons didn't bother turning up, as we'd hoped they would, but Haxwing stood their ground and we should be rightly proud of the effort we put in. Congressus Tenebris and the other groups in the area have thanked us for our valiant effort and sent flowers. Several Haxwing pilots have truly distinguished themselves in this past week in the battle for Desurinbin. I'd like to congratulate Commanders Metal Dragon, Azrafael and Accurate Idiot for destroying 309, 243 and 188 Thargoids. That's how many, not their number designation, respectively. for their amazing work evacuating civilians from Dusarin Bin, Commanders Groove Champion, Afrothos and Dog's Body D have earned my praise for moving 3,181, 2,891 and 2,672 civilians, respectively, to safety. You've done both Hackswing and the Mug proud. While Thog the Mighty may have bloodied our nose this last cycle, we're not out of the fight yet. Your orders for this week, Hackswing, will be to assist the AXI, or is it AXI, in clearing the following systems. You got your pen ready? POTAS, HIP26688, and HIP20491. Actually, that's quite a short list this week. Details on where to go and what you can do can be found in the Hackswing briefing that was broadcast earlier today. Remember the fallen in Dessarin Bin truckers? We will return to the Cockyjoe Maelstrom in due time to avenge our loss, and maybe theirs. But for now, let's get out there and continue the good fight to protect humanity for the Mug.
It was a notable week in Hutton space, if only for the lack of notable events. Only three systems are getting themselves noticed for the wrong reasons. You Know Where is nowhere to be found, and there is still no war in Avik. More on those stories coming up. Ross671 has maintained its grip on the bottom spot for a second week, but has managed to put on a whole point, elevating it to 34. Joining Ross671 on 34 is Epsilon Indy, which was suffering from an outbreak of mods, which was relieved in the last couple of days. Well done to those commanders who shipped in meds at a daft profit and capitalised on the misery of the population. The third and last of this week's delinquents is Stein2051, suffering a steady decline since the start of the year. An election is tying up a quarter of the influence, so whilst things aren't desperate, it's worth keeping an eye on this system early next week to give it a boost when the election competition of who can tell the biggest lie and get away with it is over. Last week's two wars in Wolf 25 have caused medical services to deteriorate to the point where an outbreak has, well, broken out. Ship medical supplies into the large pads at Bonkers. It has also spread to LP525-39, as runny noses, rasping coughs and a nasty rash and a strange itching between the toes announce that an outbreak is imminent. What's that? I haven't mentioned Barnard's Star and its woes? Well, I have no need, as it's sitting on 40% and has not come to Alvi's notice this week. Thard really has changed the galaxy. The infrastructure failure in Wolf 1481 was relieved quickly, but now Y0855-0714 is in need of water purifiers and power generators, as an infrastructure failure has knocked out the systems in Yamazaki Landing. At the overachieving end of the Hutton systems table, we have four systems above 60%, and the hag hole is fit to burst yet again. Who knows which dump of a system we will add to our sphere of influence this time, in the name of progress. Is Snuggles ever going to get his delayed late bus replacement service Christmas present? Are all the couriers still on strike? Priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, boost Ross671 and Epsilon Indy. Ship water purifiers and power generators into Y0855-0714 to relieve the infrastructure failure, and ship medical supplies into Wolf25 and LP525-39 to relieve the outbreaks.
Hutton Orbital Radio, broadcasting from a system near Sol. Is that our Sol?